Well, it wouldn't be wrong to say the markets finished higher today, but not by much. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 10th day of April. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. Our base is Iowa, and today CBS News had a story about the hidden housing crisis in rural America. To us, well, it's not that hidden. We'll have that story for you. Boeing shareholders are suing Boeing over the crash of the 737s. Bankers today got a frosty reception on Capitol Hill. What? You can use cash at Amazon Go stores? What's this world going to? Anyway, YouTube TV just raised their prices. Those stories, the markets, and today I go out to lunch with the first female in America to have been named a TV sports director. Heidi Soliday, who plied her trade in TV news in Central Iowa, chats it up with me, drops some names, and tells some stories. You don't want to miss our Out to Lunch segment today on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Business News Hour for a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks so very much for being with us. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Reach out to us on Twitter, would you? We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Got a lot of stuff to cover today, so let's get into it. The Dow was up today, but not by much. The 30 industrials picked up over 6 points to close at 26,157, as the Fed said they will leave interest rates alone. The Open Market Committee meeting notes were released today, and the minutes revealed the Fed officials are leaving room for possible interest rate increases by the end of the year, but currently do not expect to make any changes. I'll have all the numbers later in the newscast. Well, CBS News pushed out a story today about the hidden housing crisis in rural America. Fact is that our base is here in Iowa, and we can tell you a thing or two about how rural America is bottoming out. Outward migration of younger people have left rural America with an older population, little in the way of health care, often lousy economics, trade wars that have pushed down commodity prices, and a lack of housing, even if younger people wanted to move there. Now, 60 years ago, the most urgent issue for rural communities was substandard housing, like whether or not residents relied on outhouses rather than indoor plumbing. Today, it's all about affordable housing. Since 2009, rural America has fallen behind compared to the rest of the major metropolitan areas. Rural areas have lost residents during that time, while the country's biggest cities have swelled their population by 8%. Here in Iowa, we are seeing the hollowing out of rural Iowa at a desperately rapid rate. People are moving to the cities, Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, the Quad Cities, and leaving rural Iowa in the dust. Lots of issues. There are pockets of success, but they are often isolated pockets. We saw this story come over the wire, and it was a head shaker. There have been two crashes of Boeing 737 with hundreds of people dead. And today, shareholders of Boeing stock filed suit against the company. The filing at a Chicago federal court alleges the aerospace company defrauded investors over the safety features of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft, which were involved in two fatal crashes, one in Ethiopia last month and another in Indonesia just last year. According to the filing, Boeing, quote, effectively put profitability and growth ahead of airplane safety and honesty, end quote. The suit names Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg and Chief Financial Officer Gregory Smith as defendants. The company's stock has fallen by $34 billion since the crash in Ethiopia last month, in which 157 people died despite the pilots on board following the relevant procedures to prevent the crash. According to Reuters, the securities fraud violations lawsuit filed by shareholder Richard Seeks alleges that Boeing rushed out the 737 MAX model to compete with European rival Airbus while neglecting to include extra or optional features which may have prevented the crashes. Hundreds of people dead, and stockholders filing suit. Making their first appearance before Congress since the financial crisis a decade ago, the CEOs of America's biggest banks told lawmakers their financial institutions are now smaller and they're taking on less risk. With Democrats in control of the U.S. House, banks and the men that lead them are facing renewed scrutiny over their practices and record profits. Since the massive taxpayer-funded bank bailout back in 2009, large U.S. banks have raked in $780 billion in profits, nearly five times the amount they paid in fines. In starting the hearing today, Maxine Waters of California and chair of the U.S. House Financial Services Committee said, quote, "No one has made out better than the CEOs," end quote. The financial giants represented at the gathering include seven of eight global banks that paid a total of nearly $164 billion in fines during the past 10 years. But because their profits greatly exceeded the penalties, Waters questioned whether the banks view regulatory fines as simply the cost of doing business. Meanwhile, CEO salaries were discussed. Citigroup CEO Michael Corbett's pay of $24 million last year was 486 times larger than the median salary of Citigroup employees, the biggest gap among the banks. There were discussions about funding gun makers as well. There were discussions about DACA and a host of thorny issues. Even so, there are skeptics who believe the banks will not come under further regulations. Amazon Go stores, which lets customers buy items without waiting in checkout lines, will start accepting, get this, cash. Amazon found themselves broiled in criticism that the company is discriminating against the unbanked. In an internal all-hands meeting last month, Steve Kessel, Amazon's senior vice president of physical stores, told employees that the company plans to add, quote, additional payment mechanisms, end quote, to its Go stores. Kessel was responding to a question about how Amazon plans to address, quote, discrimination and elitism, end quote, at the cashierless stores, which charge purchases using an app connected to a bank or credit card. Accepting cash would temper criticism that Amazon's cashierless model fails to serve a sizable portion of the U.S. household while also expanding Amazon Go's customer base. And the price? Well, it goes up, of course. YouTube TV, that's a live streaming service designed to replace a traditional cable TV package, will raise its monthly price from $40 to $50. Subscribers billed through Apple will have to pay $55. The Google-owned service, not to be confused with a free version of YouTube, also announced it's adding Discovery channels, including Discovery Channel, HGTV, Food Network, TLC, Investigation Discovery, Animal Planet, Travel Channel, and Motor Trend. Oprah's own network is coming later this year as well, and the service will now allow subscribers to add epics for an extra $6 a month. The service now offers more than 70 channels. Stocks closed higher today as the Federal Reserve reaffirmed that it will keep interest rates unchanged this year. The Dow ended the day up 6 points, eking out that low gain to hit 26,157, even as shares of Boeing were down by 1.2%. S&P 500, that finished the day up 0.3% at 2888, while the NASDAQ ended up by 0.7, or 54 points positive, to close at 79.64. The Federal Reserve released the minutes of its March monetary policy meeting this afternoon. The U.S. Central Bank decided to maintain interest rates and hold off on any further increases this year. The minutes revealed that Fed officials are leaving room for possible interest rate increases by the end of the year, but currently do not expect to make any changes. Gold gained $3.70 on the day to close at $1,312 an ounce. Oil continued to move higher, up today by 46 cents to $64.44 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note fell a bit, paying 2.46%. And next up, we're going out to lunch with Heidi Soliday, the first female to assume the role of sports director at a U.S. television station where she worked until 11 years ago. We'll talk sports, business, women in television, her chance at the Winter Olympics? No, really. And her passion of riding to support awareness of climate change. We're going out to lunch at Range Golf and Grill with Heidi Soliday next here on the Business News Hour.